Very soon we will enter Holy Week and all that comes with that. So I hope your journey to the cross with Christ will be fruitful and productive. Now, we started in Epiphany at the first of the year, trying to understand who it is that we worship. And now it's time for us to look inward and try to discern who we are when we worship Him. And so I'm glad that you've made some time in your busy schedules to come here to kick off this Lenten journey. And as we count down to the crucifixion of our Lord, the questions that you should be asking yourself are things like, what have I learned about who God is? What have I learned about who Jesus is? What have I learned about who I am when I am in Jesus? And you'll start to think about, has the time that I spent in this Lenten journey, has it been revealing to me about those things? Have I discovered anything about how I fit into what God is doing in the world? Have I discovered what Jesus was asking of me when He told me to pick up my cross and to follow Him? Have I figured out that the only way to reach the destination where I end up in the eternal presence of God is to believe on Jesus crucified, died, and buried, and then resurrected? There's so many questions to contemplate as we journey together this Lenten season. All of them important, and most of those questions that are questions that most people in their worldly worldview out there never pause for even a moment to consider. And so it's in this context I want us to journey together for a time into the Old Testament, to the time of King David. And we'll look at a psalm of David, Psalm 51, just a portion of it. And it's a psalm where David laments and reflects on his sinful nature. The same sinful human nature that you and I struggle with along this Lenten journey with, David struggled with that in his day. And so he wrote this psalm of reflection, of confession, of repentance. He says, have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner, when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain in me a willing spirit. And then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from bloodshed, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. He says a lot there in those 17 verses. A couple of them that stand out to me. Against you and you alone have I sinned, O God, he says. See, during our reflection, do we realize what exactly are our transgressions? We have to kind of think about that. It's one of the reasons we reflect inwardly, is to figure out just what is it in my life that needs correction and changing. Do we understand the magnitude of our sin? Do we truly get that our God is a perfect, just, and holy God who can't abide anything that's contrary to his nature? And so, because of that, do we fully understand the wrath that is due us and this lavish, abundant, extravagant grace that our God extends to us by having his one and only Son go to the cross for us? Do we understand the depth of the wickedness of the human heart and the extreme measures that our God is taking to reconcile us back to him? In other words, do we understand just how badly you and I need a personal Savior? These are questions we think about in the Lenten season. David also says, hide your face from my sins. Wipe away all my transgressions, O God. Have you asked your Father in heaven for forgiveness? Have you expressed any gratitude at all for the amazing grace, the wonderful free gift that he has given you in providing this way back to him for you? David says, wash me white as snow, O God, and I will be made whole. In other words, have you acknowledged at all the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, his death and his resurrection, and the fact that through that sacrifice you have the ability to take part in the resurrection? Because when he died on that cross, he took upon him your sin and my sin, and in fact all the sin of all humankind, and in exchange he gave you and me and anybody that calls him Lord righteousness, his righteousness. That's a pretty good trade-off. My sin, his righteousness. Create in me a clean heart, O God, David says. Have you considered the grace and mercy of God who gave his Son, his one and only begotten Son, so that you should not perish but will have eternal life? See, when you choose Jesus, God transforms you into a new creation. We talked about this. He transforms your heart. He renews your mind. He puts into you a right spirit. He makes you wholly and completely and eternally acceptable to God. This is the hope that we have in Jesus. This is the hope we have in the resurrection. This is the hope that we have through the power of the Holy Spirit, that he who began a good work in us will be faithful to complete it. Through belief in Jesus, we say that we are justified. We're saved. Justification. And then we journey through this life and we become sanctified, which is to say that we become more like Christ. And then having been sanctified in Christ, we say that we are glorified. We spend our eternity with God. Jesus said, this is eternal life, that you would, that they would know God and his Son who he has sent. And so, one final question as you begin your Lenten journey. Are you willing to let this journey bring you closer to knowing God more? Are you willing to let this journey bring you closer to knowing Christ more? If you're willing, your journey will be fruitful. And if you find yourself unwilling, then you should know that deeper self-examination is warranted. And you should also know that there's still time to take the first step. But the warning that goes with that is don't wait too long. Because as the Bible said, the time is at hand, the night is far gone, and the light of a new dawn is coming soon. And at the end of every Lenten journey, there is this light. And we call it Easter. It's the light of Christ that dawns on the new creation. And if you do your homework over these next days of Lent, if you take time to examine yourself, then the light that shines on the new creation will be the light that shines on you as a new creation. Trust me, you want that. You definitely want that. And so we offer this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.